on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we started analyzing the Mishnah that says Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin Bein LeAdam Bein LeMizbech Hayov Mishum Pigul, and the Braisa now is going to derive this principle of Pigul. When does Pigul apply? And the Braisa quotes a pasuk V'Nazru Mikodshei Bnei Yisrael that tells us that Pigul applies not just in the case of Shlamim, but in other Karbonos as well. And if you'll think that maybe it only applies to Shlamim where the Iser Pigul is formulated by the Torah, because Shlamim is Necholim L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, so for that we have a ribui of Mipsar. And that tells me that when it says in the pasuk Vim Heyochel Yochel Mipsar Zevach Shlomo V'Yom HaShlishi, the extra word Mipsar is coming to teach you that all karbonos are included in Pigul. The Gemara says, well, maybe it includes only karbonos which have Nechal, which have an Achilas Adam. That's called Shiarov Necholim. That would exclude Ola. And for that, we need the word Zevach. The extra word Zevach in the pasuk includes even Ola. How do we know it includes Ofos and Menochos, Log Shem and Shalt Mitzora? So for that, we have a pasuk in the parasha of Achilas Kodshim Bituma. And there it says, V'inozru Mikodshe Bnei Yisrael V'lo Yechalelu Es Shem Kodshi. And then the pasuk says, Asher Hei Makdishim Li Ani Hashem. And that includes all Kodshim. So we finished the Shia yesterday with the words V'asi Nosar. And the Gemara now is going to explain that we're going to learn from the Din of Tumah that Nosar Upigal is Noheg, applies in all Karbonos. So again, we've already derived that Pigul applies in all Karbonos. Now we want to add one last piece about Nosar. V'asi Nosar. And we're going to derive that Nosar applies in all Kodshim from Gzeres Shavah Chilul Chilul Mituma. That just like in Nosar, the Pasuk says, V'achlov Avono Yisa Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chilel, emphasize the word Chilel, in Tuma. It says, V'inozru V'kodshe B'nei Yisov Lo Yechalu Hashem Kodshi. Again, the word Yechalu, Chilul. And that equation is going to produce the following principle, that just like in Tuma, this din of Tuma applies and encompasses all Kodshim, so too the din of Nosar applies to all Kodshim. And now we can go back and equate Pigul to Nosar. Once we've derived from Tuma to Nosar, now we could derive Pigul to Nosar. Asi Pigul. And now we can derive the din that Pigul applies to all Kodshim from Gzeres Shavah of Avon Avon Minosar. In the parsha of Nosar, it says V'ochlov Avono Yisa, emphasize the word Avono. And in Pigul, it says V'nefesh Ochelos Mimeno Avono Tisa. So we could derive from the pasuk of Tuma, of Achilas Kodshim B'Tuma, where it says Avon V'ochlov Avono Yisa, to the parasha of Pigul, where it says Nefesh Ochelos Avono Tisa, and that's going to teach me that just like Achilas Kodshim B'Tuma is Noig B'chol Kodshim, and then we derive from Kodshim to Nosar through the Gzeres Shavah Chilul Chilul. Now we go back and we learn the din of Pigul, that Pigul is Noheg in all Karbonos. We can derive from Avon Avon Mi Nosar, that just like in the case of Nosar, it says Avon, so too in the case of Pigul, it says Avon. So we have basically A equals B and B equals C. We'll start back. C is the case of Pigel, where it says Avon. B is the case of Nosar, where it says Avon. So I can learn and equate Pigel with Nosar. And Nosar terms, in turn, can be derived from A, which is Tuma, Achilas Kodshim Tuma, and that's through the Gzer Shav of Chilul, Chilul, comparing Nosar and Tuma. So the Gemara asks, Umiachash, the Sofal Rabbis called Dova, once we know that Pigel applies to all Kodshim, Lama Nemar Shlomo Me'ata, why did the Torah mention Pigel explicitly in the parish of Shlomim? Even if Kodshim are not similar to Shlomim, we nevertheless have a ribui. So the Gemara answers, the Bryce answers, Lo Malacha, Ma Shlomim Yuchanim Sheesh La Matirim, Bein Liodim, Bein Lemizbeach, Af Kol, Sheesh La Matirim, Bein Liodim, Bein Lemizbeach. Chayov and Aleim Mishum Pigel. That it has to be Dumya de Shlomim. Pigel applies only in a case where there's a matirim. In other words, there's a Dovra Matir, and that's Matir the Basel Achilas Adam, or the Emurim Laktar Samizbeach. Anything else, any other Kodshim that have a Matirim, Bein Liodim, Bein Lemizbeach, either it's Matir the Basel Achilas Adam, and that would apply in many Karbonos, with the exception of Ola. Or a Dovra Matis, a Murav, in the case of Ola, you have the Avoda that's Matir, the Achilles Mizbeach, is then Yechayev Mishum Pigel. So in the case of Shlomim, which is a paradigm case of Pigel, we have both a Matir on the Achilles Odom and a Matir on the Achilles Mizbeach. A matir on Achilas Mizbeach in terms of the Emurim, and a matir l'Achilas Adam in terms of the Basar Karbon. So if at the time of the Avoda of Shlomim he had in mind to eat the Basar Chutz L'Zmano, or to be matir the Emurim Chutz L'Zmano, that's called Pigel. And this will teach us even Karbon Ola. Although in the case of Karbon Ola, it's Kula Kolil, but again, there's a Matir for that Akhtara, and that makes it similar to Shlomim. Now, since we learned yesterday, which we summarized just now, that the Braisa uses the word Basar, which is an extra word, in order to teach us all Karbonos, with the exception of Ola, and then the word Zevach comes to include Ola, why then do we need the whole Gzeres Shavah business to expand Pigel to all Karbonos? Or if we have the Gzeres Shavah, why do we need Basar and Zevach? In any event, we have Asher Hei Makdishim Li. So this question is raised by the Achronim, and they offer the following answer. I'll say it off Bekitza. This is Chok Nasan, one of the more recent Sfarim. He says that if not for Basar and Zevach, I would have said that the din that we learned earlier, Adav Chav Ches, from this Pasuk, Lo Yirotzeh, Karitzos Kosher, Kein Haritzos Pasul, meaning that the Chiyuv Karis and Pigel is conditional on the fact that all the Avodos were accomplished. All the Avodos HaMatir of the Karbon were accomplished. We would have thought that that only applies to Kodshim Kalim, which are similar to Shlomim, but Kodshim Kodshim, even if Lo Hukruvu Kol Matiro, perhaps he would be Chayav from Pigel. Therefore it says Basar and Zevach, that Afilu, even Kodshim Kodshim, the same din applies, that the condition that has to be met for the Iser Pigel is Karitzos Kosher Kein Haritzos Posel, meaning Nasu Kol Avodas Shalamatir B'Kodshim. Now the Gemara says the following, also a part of the Brice that we did, Me'achar Shesofo L'Rabbos Kol Dovar, since we now have a ribui to include all Kodshim and Pigel, Loman Emer B'Shlomim, and that we said that you need a And the Gemara now, the Brisa now specifies Ola. Doma Matir's Besarlam is Beach. The Matan Domim is the Matir on the Basalam is Beach, on the Akhtaralam is Beach. And the Ora Lakonim. So in the case of Zrikas Dam Ha'ola, we have a Heter for both the Basar Lemizbeach and the Or Lakonim. In the case of Ola Sa'of, there the Matan Domim is Matir, the Besarlam is Beach. Without the oral economy, the chatas ha'ov is matir, is the matan domim is matir besor lekohanim, because in the case of chatas ha'ov, the basar is eaten by the kohanim. And then we have par hanisrofim, sirin hanisrofim, these are the chatos pnimios, and the matan domim in this case is matir es emureim likarev. We have basically the entire the entire gamut of kodshim. In every case, in zevach behema or in zevach of, we have a matir and nitar. However, when we get to menachos, then umotzi ani, we're going to exclude the din of pigel as a kometz, because this is not something. Kometz that has any is nitar for anything. It's not nitar liodom or nitar mizbeach. And the same is true for Lavona. The same is true for Ketores. For Minchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim. And now the price adds for Hadom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mash Lomim Yuchadim, Sheyesh Bo Al Mizbeach Achitzon V'chayov Malov Es hakol is chayov and olav af kol sheyeshnan al mizbeach hachitzon chayv lo mishum pigul. What are we going to derive from the fact that the Torah formulates the iser pigul in the context of shlomim, that we're talking about an avoda that's done on the mizbeach hachitzon? However, other zvachim where the Zrikas Adam is done not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Yotzu Parim HaNisrafim U'Siri HaNisrafim Hoyel She'en Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, that there's no Zrikas Domim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon Kishlomim, it's not similar to Shlomim, and therefore Ein Chayov Nalov Mishum Pigul. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and in one of the previous Yurim we discussed the Shita of Rav Shimon in the context of and compared to Rav Yossi, which we're going to get to a little bit later. Omar Mar, the Gemara now tries to clarify the Braisa. The Braisa says that when the Pasuk says Shlomim, O Eini Mevi L'Rabos Din Shlom Ela Kayotzi B'Shlomim, I would think that we need for a Korban to be a candidate for Pigul, we need a similarity to Shlomim, and we're only now going to be marbe those karbonos that are similar to Shlomim. My ninu, what are those karbonos that the Brice has had in mind in the original development in the Havamina, that they and only they have the din of pigul because they are similar to Shlomim? So the Gemara says Bechar is very similar to Shlomim in the sense that Nechal Lishnei Yomim V'Laila Echad, it has the same din as Shlomim, and it's eaten for 2 days. And therefore, if we didn't have a special ribui to include all karbonos, then we would only include Bechar insofar as it's similar to Shlomim, it's eaten for 2 days. So the Gemara says, B'mai Asi, and what would be the limud that would the basis for our from which we derive that Bechar is included in the din pigul? What kind of methodology would we use to derive pigul and Bechar? If you're going to tell me Bamematzinu, which is again one of the midos shatar nidreshes ben, is what we call binyan av or Bamematzinu, which allows us to see that if X and Y both have something similar, a common denominator, we could derive Y from X. And we would say the following, that it's from Shlomim, where we find a carbon that's Nechal L'Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad, we have a Din of Pigel, so too Bechor, which is similar to Shlomim, also has a Din of Pigel. Ikal Mifrach, the Gemara says, wait a minute, on a Bamei Matzina we have a Pircha, Mal Shlomim, Shehein Te'unim Smicha, Unisachim, U'Tnufas Chazav V'Shok. We don't have a comparison, a full comparison between Bechor and Shlomim. There's a Chumra and Shlomim, more than Bechor. And that is number one that requires Smicha, we require Nesachim, and Tnufas Chaz V'Shok. Maybe the Din of Pigel is another reflection of the Chumra of Shlomim. In Bechor, we don't have all these Dinim. Maybe there's no Din of Pigel. Ella, but rather, says the Gemara, if you're going to be Marbe Bechor for the Din of Pigel, then derive it from what it says by Shlomim im, and we'll read the whole pasuk here, Vayikra Zayin pasuk Yud Ches im he ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach Shlomim b'yom hashlishi lo ye rotze al makriv also lo ye choshiv lo pigel yiv hanefesh ochel smenu avono tisa. And the words here in this pasuk of he ochel and ye ochel are what we call a klal. In other words, the Heyachel at the beginning of the Pasuk, Heyachel, implies all karbonos that you have a machshava to eat them, and in this case a machshava to eat them chutz l'zmano. But then it says mipsar zevach shlomav, the word shlomav is a prat, and this produces a drasha which is called klal prat uklal, which means that ma prat dovish nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad af kol zevach hanechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Now, again, it's very strange that at this point the Gemara thinks you have a klal prat to klal, because you, which means two klolim, because the pasuk opens up with two klolim. It says ha'ochel ye'ochel. Normally, a klal prat and klal means that the prat is sandwiched between the opening klal and the closing klal. That's not so in this case. So that's what the Gemara objects now. Hani, tre kloli, dismichi adodi ninu. The two klalim are written one near the other. The prat is not wedged, sandwiched in the middle. That's not a klal prat and klal. So Gemara answers, I'm a rava. How do we derive a klal prat uklal in this particular case? Kida amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, kol makom shatamotze shnei klolos hasmuchim zelazeh hatel prat b'nehem. So at least in Marava, they accepted the principle that if you start with two klolos and then you have a prat, you can take the prat and inject it into between the two klolim, v'dunem b'klal uprat, and you can use them and apply the principle of klal prat to klal, and you can dash in the pasuk as if the prat was written between the two klolim. So we have here a klal prat to klal, and here too in our discussion of shlomim as far as pigel, we can take the prat of Besar Zevach Shlomiv and put it in between the first Heyochel and the second Heyochel, also in order to achieve a Klal Pratu Klal, to be Marbe Pigel in other Kodshim that is similar to Shlomiv. Now the Gemara analyzes another piece in our Braisa. The Braisa says Ad Sheni Marbe Log Sheven Shal Mitzora, and the Gemara now explains Hamani, this brisa that has a ribui for log shemen shel mitzora, that log shemen shel mitzora is also included in pigel, reflects the shita of Rabbi Meir. The sanya we learned in a brisa, and we've had this before. Log shemen shel mitzora. The brisa now presents first the shita of Rabbi Meir. Log shemen shel mitzora chayovin olav mishum pigel. In other words, if at the time of the Asham Mitzora, the Kohen had a Machsheves Pigul, as far as the Zman is concerned, then the Pigul is Chal not only on the Asham itself, but even on the Log Shemen that's used to give the Matan, the Matan of the Mitzora in his process of purification, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the view of Rabbi Meir, that there's a Chi of Pigul not only on the Besar HaOsham, but even on the Log Shemen, that the Mitzora has, this is the Chiddush of Rebbe, that the Mitzora has up to 10 days to bring his Log Shemen from the time of the Avos HaOsham, and nevertheless, we link up the Log Shemen with the Osham itself, in a case where he brings them together, for sure, we can link them together. And the Dam HaOsham, therefore, the Zrikas HaDam is Matir, the Nesina Al HaBahonos, and Lechol Es Shiorov. So the Gemara asks, if this Braisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir, then it's difficult because Ema Seifa, the Braisa and the Seifa, says something that reflects the Shita of the Chachomim against Rabbi Meir, and it says, "Umotzi ani minchas nesochim v'adam." They are excluded from pigul ason rabbanon. That part of the braisa of the sefer reflects the shita of the chacham against Rabbi Meir, and they, the chacham, hold that there's no pigul in minchas nesochim. The sanya we have a braisa niske behema. Chayovin alav, this is Rabbi Meir, Chayovin aleim, mishum pigul, mipnei shezam dama zevach matirasan. In other words, as far as lakrov al gabi mizbeach, in the case of minchas nesachim, or as the Bryce calls it, nischei behema, the din is that the dam, the zrikas adam, on the behema itself, is matir the nesachim to takrov al gabi mizbeach, and that's Rabbi Meir. Omru lo, the chachamim said to him, no, valo adam mevi es zvachav hayom unesachim mikan viada sora yomim. A person can bring the carbon today, the nesachim can be brought up to 10 days later. It means that the zevach is not matir the nesachim. So why should there be a pigul that's chal not only on the Zevach, but even on the Nesachim? That's the opinion of the Chachomim. Amar lehem, Rabbi Meir says, Afani lo amarti el b'boinim ha-Zevach. When I said that there's a din of Pigul regard to the Nesachim, that's only in a case where he brought the Nesachim together with the Zevach. He didn't avail himself of the opportunity to delay the Nesachim. So then, if he brought him simultaneously, the dam of the Zevach is matir the Nesachim l'mizbeach, and therefore the Nesachim are considered something that has a matir. But Enoch Inami, if he chooses not to bring the Nesachim at that point, after the Akrovas HaZevach, then the Pigul on the Zevach would not be Chal on the Nesachim. But in any event, since this Braisa says in the Sefer that there's no Pigul on the Nesachim, Al Korchenu, we have no choice but to assume that this Braisa is not authored, cannot be attributed to Rabbi Meir, does not reflect the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But then we're stuck with the question, so whose opinion is reflected in this Braisa? Because in the case of Log Shemen Shel Mitzora, there is a Chi of Pigul in this Braisa. So how do we differentiate between Log Shemen Shel Mitzora, which is subject to Pigul in the Reisha of the Braisa, as opposed to Nesachim, Minchas Nesachim, which is not subject to Pigul? Om Rav Yosef, this Braisa reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, and therefore there's no Pigul in Nesachim, because you could bring the Zevach today and the Nesachim later on. However, as far as Log Shemen is concerned, we can introduce the Svara of Rebbe. Homani Rebbe he. Why is there Pigul in the case of the Log Shemen Shel Mitzora? Not because the the Log Shemen was brought immediately following the Karban Asham, but rather for a different svar. The Omar Rebbe holds Log Shemen Shal Mitzor Matnosav Sharule. There is a matir on the Shemen Shal Mitzor, but not the Zevach, not the Matan Domim of the Zevach, but rather the Matan Hazov, the Shemen itself. In other words, there's a din of Hazov min HaShemen, a Maton of Shemen, in the Heichal, and that's going to be matir the remainder of the Shemen, and therefore it fits into the category of Nitar, but not again because of the Zevach, but rather because of the Matonos of the Shemen itself. Now, for example, we have to discuss the Iser Me'ila. We're not talking about necessarily eating the Shemen, but we're talking about getting any benefits whatsoever from the Shemen. And since the Shemen, Shel Mitzor has a din of Kodshim, there's an Iser Me'ila. And once there's Hazov, the Shemen Bifnim, inside the Heichal, that's Matir, the Iser Me'ila, as far as the remainder of the Shemen. Umidabat Nosav Sharule. And since the Matana, meaning the Hazah of the Shemen inside the Heichal is Matir, the Iser Me'ila, with regard to the remainder of the Shemen, we should say even Matnosav Mefaglile. That if at the time of Hazah, at the moment of Hazah's HaShemen, the Kohen thinks that the Shiori HaShemen, the remainder of the Shemen, should be eaten Chutz Uzmano, the Zmano is Yom V'Layla, that generates an Isa Pigal on the Shemen, on the Shiori HaShemen. So when it says in the Braisa that there's Pigal in Lok Shemen, it means not because he had a Machshav of Chutz Uzmano at the time of the Zrikas Adam, but rather he had a Machshav of Chutz Uzman at the time of the Hazos HaShemen. That's Shitas Revi. And the Gemara now clarifies, where do we find this Shita of Rebbe that the Hazos HaShemen is Matir the Shirai HaShemen, the Log Shemen? The Sanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Log Shemen Shal Mitzora Moalimbo Achi Yizrok Es Hadam. In other words, the Iser Hanah that applies to the Log Shemen Shal Mitzora, which is called Me'ila, applies until Zrikas Adam. So if he has Hanah from the Log Shemen before the Zrikas Adam, meaning the Dam HaOsham, he'll be Chayev Midin Me'ila. But Nizrak Adam Lo Nehenim V'Lo Moalim. After the Zrikas Adam, although the Iser Me'ila is removed, nevertheless, there still is an Iser Hanah. That's according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa. Now, whether or not this Iser Hanah is Doraisa Drabonon, that we have to see. But in any event, we need Matnosov, according to the Tanakhama. So again, on a Doraisa level, it's very possible that even the Tanakhama that we're learning now, these Chachomim hold that the Zrikas Adam is Matir, the remainder of the Shemen, Shiori HaShemen, even before the Hazos HaShemen. The Rabbanon added an Iser Hanah from the Shemen until all Sheva Matonos. But be that as it may, according to Chachomim, there remains an Iser Hanah even after the Zrikas Adam, until all the Matanos, all the Hazos are done with the Shemen, even though the Iser Me'ila was removed by the Zrikas Adam. So therefore, if he violates the Iser Hanah, he doesn't have to bring a Karba Me'ila, because the Zrikas Adam, Dam HaAsham, was Matir the Iser Me'ila, but we still remain with an Iser Hanah. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says no, that the Zrikas Adam does not even remove the Iser Me'ila, and therefore Me'ila Baluk Shemen applies Ad Sheyitein Matnosav until the person who derives benefit from the shemen and violates the Isma'ila before, if we're before the Sheva Hazos inside the Heichal, and he's Chayav Mishum Me'ila. And therefore, Vishavin, both Rebbe and the Chachamim agree that even after the Sheva Hazos, Sha'asur Ba'achila, there's an Isidra Bonon of eating the Shemen, Ad Shitein Matan Sheva Hazos, Umatan Bahonos. So it's not enough to have the Sheva Hazos in the Heichal, you also need the Matan Bahonos, where the Shemen is placed, the Dam and the Shemen is placed on the Bahonos of his fingers and his toes and so forth and so on. But in any event, what's clear here in this price is that according to Rebbe, the Hazos Hashem Bifnim HaHeichal is the Matir of the Shemen, and those are the seven Hazos inside, then we're going to need the Matan Bahonos to be Matir the Isidur Abonon. And therefore says Rav Yosef, as we saw earlier, that the Brisa reflects the Sheet of Rebbe, that Log Shemen lends itself to Pigel if he has a Machsheva Schutzus Mano at the time of the Hazos, because we need the Sheva Hazos to be Matir the Isa Me'ila. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say that the Zrika Saddam is Matir the Isa Me'ila. And it could be that when the Chachamim of Rebbe and the Brisa require more than Zrika Saddam, we need the Matonos, the Hazos, in order to be Matir the Hanah, that's only Midrabbonon. And now the Gemara wants to reject Rav Yosef, Imrua Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiya. When they suggested this explanation of the Braisa to Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar, Rabbi Yirmiya responded, Bitmiya, he had a question. Gava Rabba, ki Rabbi Yosef, Lema ki hai milsa, is it possible that an Adam Gadol like Rabbi Yosef would say such a thing? That just like the Hazos HaShemen is Matir the Shirayim, so too a Machsheves Pigel, B'Shas Hazah, will generate Pigel? Okay, it's true that you need, according to Rebbe, the Hazah to be Matir the Shemen, the Shirayim of the Shemen, but that doesn't give you the ability to jump ahead and say that therefore a Machsheves Pigel at the time of the Hazos HaShemen would generate an Isur Pigel, Hare Log, and now we're on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Hare Log meaning Shemen Shel Mitzora, Habo Bifnei Atzmo, if it comes by itself, not together with the Asham, because as we said before, he has up to 10 days to bring the Log Shemen after the Hakrovas Asham, is the Lekuli Alma Matnosav Sharule Velo Mefaglim Le. Everybody would agree that the matonis of the Shemen, which means the Hazos, are matir the Shirayim l'achila, and nevertheless there's no pigel. The sign we have in a Braisa, Log Shemen Shel Mitzora, Chayovin Olea Mishum Pigel, Mipnei Shedom, meaning the Dam of the Osham, Matiro Libahonos Shel Mitzora Divrei Rabbi Meir, Omlo. The Chacham said to Rabbi Meir, Halo Adam Mevi Ashamo Achshav, the Mitzorah can bring his Asham today. Ves Log, the Log Hashemen Mikan, Viad Asor Yomi's got 10 days. And therefore, in this situation, in this scenario, for sure, the Dama Asham is not being Matir the Shemen, and there's no Chiv Pigel. And therefore, even in a case where he brings the Shemen together with the Asham, the Chacham argue, it's not that the Dama Asham is Matir for Pigel. Omo Lehevin, Reb Meir responds to the Chum, Afanilo Amarti, Ela, Beba Al Im Hashem, only in the situation, the scenario in which he brings the Shemen together with the Dam HaAsham, with the Zrika Sadam. So it's explicit in the Braisa that nobody, there's no tzad to say that he's Chayv Mishum Pigel, because in the case of the Log Shemen Shel Mitzora, because of the Matan or the Hazos of the Shemen, the question is only whether the Dama Asham is going to be Matir the Log Shemen, and that depends on Rabbi Meir Chachom, and according to Rabbi Meir, if he brought the Log Shemen together with the Asham, then we consider as if the Zrikas Adam is Matir the Shemen, so you can have an Avodas Pigul, a Machshavas Pigul at the Avodas HaOsham. So if the Shemen came Bifnei Atzmo, as we said before, down the line, not together with the Osham, even Rabbi Meir agrees that there's no Pigul. And therefore we have no choice but to prove, to assume, that it's not the avoda of the Hazos HaShemen that lends itself to Machshavas Pigul, because that's called the Matir. Because if it was the, let's say if you would assume that the Hazos HaShemen Bifnim in the Heichel is Matir the Shiori HaShemen, and that's what generates Pigul, and therefore we could have Machshavas Pigul at the time of Hazos HaShemen for the Yishiraim and the Shemen, then why would we differentiate between Bo Bifnei Atzmo or Yachadim HaShem, even if it comes Bifnei Atzmo Levado later on? But nevertheless, there's Matan Shemen Azos HaShemen Bifnim. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that, and this is Rabbi Yirmiyah's argument, that even according to Rebbe, that Azos HaShemen is the Matir, nevertheless, there wouldn't be a pigul through a machshavas chutzlis manu at the time of Hazos HaShemen. So therefore there's no way of accepting Rabbi Yosef's reconciliation of the Braisa. We're back to the original question, how could the Braisa say in the Reisha that Log Shemen is included in pigul, which reflects the Shita of Rebbe, and in the Sefer with regard to Nesachim there's no din pigul, which reflects the Shita of the Chachamim? And just to add a comment over here, that we said before that even according to Rebbe, who holds that Azos HaShemen is necessary to be Matir the Shemen, but nevertheless there would be no Machsheves Pigul at the time of Azos HaShemen, the Chazon Ish says that not only is it true that according to this Gemara in Rebbe, that a Machshav B'Shas Azos HaShemen is not enough to generate pigul as far as the chiyuv karis on the achila, but not only that, moreover, the machshava doesn't even passel at all. Because the whole kal v'chomer that the Gemara brought back on Daf Yudalit in the sugya of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you're not chayev for achilas pigul in the case of chatos pnimius, but nevertheless, moda, Rabbi Shimon is moda that a machshava schutzes mano passels the karbon, even in the case of machshavas pnimius. And that was derived from a kal v'chomer, because if shalom l'shma, which doesn't passel in shlom, passels in katos pnimius, then pigul, which passels in shlom, and how much more so would it passel in katos pnimius? And it's lo ol l'bailin l'shem chova. So the Chazon Ish proves from that whole sugya that in the case of a machshav b'shas hazos hashemen, that wouldn't even passel the Shemen. El Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now we have to reconcile the Reish and the Brice and the Sefer of the Brice. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah offers reconciliation. Olam Rabbi Meir. Instead of Rabbi Yosef's assumption that the Brice reflects the Shita of Chachomim, it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Meir. That even if the Luke, that in a case, excuse me, that the Luke Shemen is brought together with the Asham, or in a case where the Nesachim were brought together with the Zevach, then the Zevach is considered the Matir of Log Shemen, or the Matir of Nesachim, as far as Pigul is concerned. So if he had a Machsheves Pigul at the time of the Zevach, then that Chalos Pigul encompasses even the Log Shemen and the Nesachim. But then when you get to the Sefer, the Braisa, Sami Mikan Nesachim, you have to remove that which it says in the Sefer the Braisa that there's no pigul in Minchas Nesachim, because if the Braisa is authored by Rabbi Meir, then you'd be chayev for pigul on the Nesachim as well. So this must be a mistake that somehow fell into the Braisa. We very, very often find the Gemara finds mistakes in the transmission of the text of the Braisas. Now, Abaye would like to reconcile this Reish and Sefer the Braisa without removing any words from the Braisa. Omar Abai Leon lo tisame. You don't have to remove the Minchas Nesachim from the Lashon of Braisa. Don't put an X accord and cross it out. The Braisa reflects the Shita Rabbi Meir. And that's why Log and Nesachim, when they are brought together with the Zevach, are included in the Machsheves Pigel of the Zrikas Adam of the Zevach. Vitana, but the Tana, the Braisa, that first he presents the din of Log Shemen, which is Ba Imha Osham, that it's included on the Pigel. So if he brings the Log Levad, Nifrad, later on there's no Pigel, and he then derives a conclusion about Nesachim, that Nesachim have the same din, the same status as Log Shemen. Vehu adin leNesachim haboyim imazevach. Okay, that part of the brisa is implicit. For Hadar Tani, and then he says Nesachim haboyim b'fnei atzman. When it says that there's no pigul on the Nesachim, that's referring to a case where he opted to bring the Nesachim 10 days later. And hu hadin lelog habor b'fnei atzman. So by basically injecting this middle section here, that Nesachim are subject to Pigul, but that's only if Boim HaZevach, the Braisa is establishing a mirror image, an exact equation between Log Shemen and Nesachim, that just like in Log Shemen, it all depends on whether it was Boim HaZevach, and then there is Pigul. If it's not Boim HaZevach, he brings it Levado, there's no Pigul. No halos pigul on the Log Shemen. The same exact halach applies with regard to Nesachim. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the chatos ha'ov doma matirs besor lekohenim. Here's the difference between chatos behemo and chatos ha'ov. In the case of besar chatos ha'ov, it's nechal lekohenim. Minon imili, how do we know? Then in the case of chatos ha'ov, the oaf itself, the basar oaf, is eaten by Kohanim after the malika. After all, you would have thought that malika is not like shchita. Shchita is motzi midei nevela, but malika is not motzi midei nevela. Tani Levi had a braisa based on a pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches, ze yelcha mikodesh hakodashim min ha'esh kol karbanam l'chol min chasam l'chol chatasam l'chol hashamam asher yashivu li kodesh kadoshim l'cha hu u'levanecha. Let's emphasize the word kol. It says here in this pasuk, kol chatasam, kol hashamam, telling us that asham and chatas are considered kodesh kadoshim. Kol karbanam is a ribui l'rabos log shemen shel mitzora. Because since it says kol hashamam, we're talking about even the case of asham mitzora with regard to the log shemen. And that means that the Torah is telling us hu ulebanecha, that the kohanim are allowed to eat it, which means that the shirayim anechom lekohanim, and the shiraim of Log Shemen has the same status based on this pasuk kol as all karbonos, shiraim of all karbonos. And now the Gemara is going to explain why we need this ribui. In other words, if the Torah would have just said karbonom without the word kol, we wouldn't have known this halacha of Log Shemen that's mutu l'achilas kohanim. Salkadait chamina would have thought min ha'esh kosav rachmana. The pasuk is talking about min ha'esh, because it says explicitly zeh yelcha mikodesh hakadosh min ha'esh, and that implies that we're talking exclusively about a karbon that has a hakrov on the esh with miktsaso, and then the other miktsaso is eaten by the kohen in lecha hu ulebanecha. So that case of esh, of hakrov al esh, then the shirayim are given to the kohen. But the case of Log Shemen, lav mosim in a eshu, there's nothing left over from the eshu of the Mizbeach, because there's no nitan on the Mizbeach. It's all subject to hazor, but not on the Mizbeach. is therefore it's not included in the karbanos, that an itanim lekonim kamashmal, and therefore we need kol karbanim to include shiorei alog in the case of Hasham Mitzorah, that what's ever left after the azos of the remainder of the log shemen, that could be eaten by the kohanim. Tosfos raises the question, why did the Torah have to confuse us by writing min ha'esh and then telling us a ribui of kol to include even something that's not on the esh? If the Torah had just left out the word esh, we wouldn't have understood this. And although Tosfos doesn't offer an answer, the Netziv tries to give an answer based on Rabbi Yossi and Kiddushin, that we need the pasuk min ha'esh to teach us that if a man is makadish and isha, with the chelik of kodshim, is ena makudeshes ma esh lachila af hu lachila, and not to be makadish as a isha. The Torah only gave the basar for achila, but not for lekadish as a isha. That's the shita of Yossi. So we need min ha'esh for that. Now, when it says lechol minchasa, let's go back to our pasukim b'midbar yidches. It says not only lechol chatos lechol hashom, it also says lechol minchasam lerabos minchas haomer uminchas haknos. That these are also amongst the karbonos where the shirayim are given to the kohanim. And now the Gemara is going to analyze why we need a special ribui for Minchas HaOmer and Minchas Knos. Let's just quickly review that Minchas HaOmer is a mincha that's brought on the 17th, on the 16th of Nisan, and it's brought from the new tvua, the new crop of that year. We take a kometz on the Mizbeach, and the shirayim of that kometz are eaten to kohanim, and this mincha is coming to accompany the omer. And this mincha is the minchas haomer, and that's matir the tvua chadash, the chadash. And the Torah says ki tavo el ha'aretz. This is in Parshas Emor, asher ani nosin lachem uktzartem es ktzira, va'veisem es omer. Reishis k'tzir chem ala kohen, v'lechem v'koli v'karma lo sochel ad etzem ayom azet aviyachem es karban alokeichem. So we bring the minchas haomer, and that's matir the lechem koli v'karmel of chadosh, and the omer is called reishis k'tzir chem, and this mincha is brought from the tvua chadosha, and part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, that's called the Kometz, and the Shirayim and Echolim L'Kohanim. Then we have the case of Minchas Knos, of an Eishes Ish, who was suspected of some sort of illegal relationship. She had what's called a Kinui, where the Baal warned her not to be alone with such a person, and she violated that Kinui, and she was alone, that's called Stira with that person. She has to bring, if the husband chooses to bring her to the base HaMikdash, and they give her to drink the Mayim HaMa'arim of the Mei Sota, to clarify whether she had Znus or not, and together with the Mayim HaMa'arim and the Hashkos HaSota, she has to bring a Minchas Knos, and that's based on a Pasuk in Bamidbar Hey. It says, Ki Minchas Knos Hu Minchas Zikaron Mazkeres Avon. Now, in this case of a minchas sota, otherwise known as a minchas knos, there's going to be kmitza, and the kometz itself is burnt on the mizbeach. The shirayim are eaten by the kohanim. Salket atichamina. I would have thought that since the Torah says with regard to achilas kodshim, this at the end of Shmos, the achlo osama shakupar mahem, that a korban is brought for a kapara, and then the achlo osam the achilas kohanim is going to generate the kapara. But in the cases of Minchas HaOmer, which is coming lahatir as tvua chadasha, it's not coming for kapara. And then in the case of Minchas Knos levar ravon kaos, it's coming to clarify whether she sinned and violated an iser of niuf or not. So these two menachos of Omer and Knos are unique in the constellation of Kodshim, whereas all Kodshim are coming to Kapar v'yachlu osam, then for the sake of Kapar, the Torah gave the Achila to the Kohanim. But in these two cases, these two menachos, which are not coming, their goal, their objective is not Kapara, therefore they're not included in all other menachos, where the v'yachlo osam asher kupar bam for the sake of kapara applies. Kamash one, we need a special ribui of lechol minchasam that even these menachos are included in the din of achilas kohenim. Now we go on in the pasuk. It says lechol chatosam. We have derived two different ribuyim so far from lechol minchasam and lechol ashamam. What do we do with lechol chatosam lerabos chatosaof? Because the basar, the chatasof, is eaten to kohanim. Salka daitcham mina neveli, I would have thought that malika is not enough to be mati the basar achila. It's not like shechita, and therefore the oaf, the basar oaf, is considered nevela. The Torah wants to tell us l'chol chatasam that even chatasof is necha l'kohanim. But now we go back to the pasuk and it says l'chol ashamam. So when it says kol karbonam, we derive log shem and shel mitzora. When it says kol minchasam, we derive minchas om and minchas knos. When it says l'chol chatosam, we're going to derive chatasa of. What's l'chol ashamam? So the Brisa says l'rabos asham nozir v'asham mitzora. We need a special ribui to derive the conclusion that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the basar of Hashem Nozir and Hashem Mitzora. These are called Karbonos HaMachshirim. Salkadayta Chamina LaHachshir Ka'asu. That the nature and the category of these two Hashemos is LaHachshir. They're not coming for Kapara. In the case of Hashem Nozir, it's coming to be Machshir the Nozir to allow him to begin his minyan Naziris again. And in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, it's coming to Mashir, the Mitzorah, to go into the Migdash and to eat Kodshim. Whereas in the Pasuk it says, V'yachlo osam asher kupar bahem, that the Achilas HaKohanim is for the purpose of Kapara. Here are two Karbonos, Hashem Nozir and Hashem Mitzorah, which are not for the sake of Kapara, but rather for the sake of Hechshir, LaHachshir. And here we might mention the Sheet of Rav, that Shalol Lishma apostles these two Karbonos, because in these two Karbonos, if it's Lo Olu L'Shem Bailim, and therefore cannot be Machshir, then the whole Karbon is completely meaningless, indicating that these two Karbonos belong to a separate category of Boim LaHachshir, and therefore we would not know that there's a din of Nitnim L'Konim Lechel, that the Konim could eat it. There's no Kapara here. It's Kamash V'lon. The Mishnah wants to teach us L'Chol HaShomam, that even in the case of these two Karbonos Osham, there's a din of Achilas Kohanim. So the Gemara asks, are you using this drasha for Hashem Mitzora that it's Nechal Kohanim? Is Behedrik Sivbei? The Torah says explicitly in the parish of Mitzorim, Vayikra Yudalit Ki Kechatos Osham Hula Kohen. La Kohen means that it's Mutal Achilas Kohen. So why do you need the Rebri of Kol Ashama? And the Gemara answers, Ella, take out the girsi of Hashem Mitzora and the Rabbos Hashem Nazir, and instead of saying Ve Hashem Mitzora, it says Ke Hashem Mitzora. So the kol, I need the extra drush of kol Hashemam for Hashem Nazir to establish that the din of Hashem Nazir is identical with the din of Hashem Mitzora, where it says explicitly that it's Necha L'Kohanim. The Brisa then darshins the end of this pasuk. It says, "Asher yashivu li." Let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zeyelcha mikodesh hakadoshim in aish lechol mechasul lechol hatosul hashom." Asher yashivu li. What's asher yashivu li? Zegezel hager. In other words, if someone steals from a ger, the ger dies and he has no yarshim, then in this case he has to pay the gezel to the kohen. And the Torah has to tell me lechahu that where does the money go? I mean, after all, there's no yorish to claim the money. Lechahu, meaning it goes to Aaron Ubanov. Shalchayyeh afilu lekadish bosa isha. The Kohanim have full rights and ownership on the Gezel Ager, and it's like Momen Shalchulin, it has no Kedusha, and therefore can be used like any Momen Bailim for the sake of Kedusha Isha. This is a little bit reminiscent of what we discussed earlier regarding the Shita Rabbi Yossi in Kedusha Nun Beis, that if a person gets a Chelek in Kodshim, he doesn't have full-fledged bailus like he has in Chulin. And Rabbi Yossi says that since it says Eish in the Pasuk, therefore this excludes his part of the Kodshim for Kiddushin. He doesn't have full bailus, and it's not Momen Bailim to be Mekadosh and Isha. But here in the case of Gezel Ager, we're not dealing with something that has Kiddusha to it, and it's pure Chulin, it's Momen Kohanim, and then they can use it for Kiddusha Isha. And the chiddush here is that even though the hashom of a gezel, when the gazlan returns the money that he stole to the kohanim, it has a din of kapara, it's mechaper for his gzela. And that's why perhaps we would have assumed that maybe insofar as this hashom is hashom ha-mechaperes, it doesn't have exactly the status of chulin. And therefore, if not for this limud, we would assume that perhaps this Gezel Ager has the status of something that's left over from the Mizbeach, and it's not really Mammon. And therefore the Pasuk wants to tell me that Gezel Ager L'Kohanim is not just like something that's no sum in the Mizbeach, but it's pure Mammon, and that's called L'Chahu, that you have full-fledged, the coin has full-fledged bailus on the Gezel Ager, it can be Mekadesh and Isha. The Gemara now is going to analyze the din that's mentioned in our Mishnah, the machlokus between Rav Shimon Chachom and Bar Chatos Pnimius, whether the Matan Damim, since it's given Bifnim inside the Heichal, is there a din of Pigel? Tanya, we learned in a Braisa regarding Chatos Pnimius. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozar Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Pigel, Bidavar, Hanasa, Bachutz. If the Kohen had a machshava of Chutz Luzmano, Bidavar, Hanasa, Bachutz means when the Avodah itself that he's dealing with, at the moment that he had this machshavas Pigel, the mice about which he has this machsheves pigel is nasa b'chutz. Now, the word chutzim means outside of the heichal, which means in the azorah. So let's not get confused. Often we see the word b'chutz, it means outside of the azorah. Here it means inside the azorah. Is pigel. So this machsheva is a machsheva hamfagelis. If he had a machsheva to be mafagel that korban, which is a carbon that's brought in the Azara, that's Pigel. However, B'davar Anasa B'fnim, if we're talking about an Avoda that has to be done inside the Heichal, Lo Pigel, his Machshava to be Mefagel is not Chal, it doesn't generate a Chalos Pigel. And according to what we're saying now, Rabbi Yossi is not saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, this karban, whose kapara is generated by heichal, inside the heichal, is completely excluded from Torah's pigul. That's not what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying that achatas pnimius is included in pigul, but the machsheves pigul is not meaningful to generate pigul only with regard to the avodos of chutz. So with regard to chatos pnimios, if the haktor is going to be done by chutz, then that haktor would be subject to pigul. But if, for example, he has a machsheves pigul with regard to Chatzos Pnimius, with regard to the Matonos inside the Heichal, that's not a Machshava Poselis. And this would be apparently the way Rashi learns it in other Rishonim, that Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon are two Shitas. Tosas seems to identify the two Shitas together as if to say that Rav Yossi is Mafkia a Chatas Pnimius from a machshav, from a psul and an iser of pigul. That Tosfos is back on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph to be Rashi Moda, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no pigul in something that has a an avodas mizbeach in the pnim. That doesn't seem to be simple pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Let's go on. If the avoda is done bifnim, and he has a machsheves chutz, meaning chutz uzmano, lo pigel, and now Rabbi Yosef Glid in the sprice of fleshes it out, he says, Ketzad, hoya omeid bachutz, if he's standing in the azor, again the word chutz means outside of the heichal, the omer, and he declares, hareini shochet, I'm going to shech the karmon, which can be shechted in the azor. Almanas lahazos midomo lemachar, that the azah inside the heichal on the mizbeach apnimi should be done tomorrow, which is chutz uzmano. In such a case, lo pigel shekein machshava bachutz bedomo shenasa bifnim lo pigel. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita, that there's no machsheves pigul on an avoda, in this case the zrika, that's done bifnim. Now the question here that Tosus addresses, Dibra Masel Bidavar, on the bottom of our Omud, is whether or not the Gemara means lo pigel, the Brisa means lo pigel, means that he's not chayiv kares, but Rabbi Yossi would certainly assume that there's a chalos psul on the karba because of pigel. And we have such a similarity, such a parallel in the case of Machsheves Chutz and Komo, which passes the Karbon because of a Machsheves Pigel, but it's not Pigel in terms of the Iser Achilas Kares. And the Gemara says such as far back on Daf Yudalit in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no Din Pigel in Chatos Pnimius, but he's Moda, that Machsheves Pigel is effective to passel the carbon. And that's based on a kal vachomer. Now the Braisa continues and applies the logic of Rabbi Yossi to another scenario. Haya omei bifnim, he's standing inside the heichal. The omei declares, hareini mazeh, I'm doing this hazah in the mizveach hapnimi, al menas lahaktir a murim velishpoch Shirayim lemachar. So he has a machsheves chutz lizmano on the haktaras eimurim, or the shvicha shirayim. The shvicha shirayim on the mizbeach is critical in the case of chatos pnimius. Lo pigil. Why? Because he's standing in the hecha, and zu machsheves bifnim bedavar nasa bechutz. So it all depends, says Rabbi Yossi, where he's standing. If he's standing inside the heichal and he has machsheves chutz on the aktaras haimurim or the shvichas domim, which is done bifnim, that doesn't generate pigul and the isakaris of achilas pigul. But if he's standing in the azor itself, that's called chutz, and he has a machsheves chutz lizmano for shvichas domim or haktar seimurim, that's pigul, because that machsheves chutz applies both where he's standing and to the avod that he's thinking about. But in any event, it's clear here that Rabbi Yossi does not exclude chatos pnimius from pigul, as Rabbi Shimon did. And that's what we said in the name of many Rishonim, that we should not identify Rabbi Yossi Aglili with Rabbi Shimon. So again, let's just give the scenario where, well, two scenarios, where there would be a Machsheves Pnim in Chatos Pnimios. Number one, if he's standing in the Azor and he has a Machsheva that the Shechita should be done Almanas, that the Haktar Seimurim on the Mizbeach Achitzel, the Shechichas Dom on the Mizbeach Achitzel should be Lamacher Chutz Zmano, that's Pigel, because it's a Machsheves Chutz on an Avodas Chutz. Or alternatively, if he's standing Bifnim and he has a Machshav of Chutz Zmano on that Matan Domin, that Hazor that's done in the Pnim, so that would also generate Pigel. Right? So again, in what case do we exclude Pigel? It says, Hayomi Bifnim, Vareni Mazah. He's doing the Hazor Sdam HaKorban, which is on the Paroches or on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Almanas that the Avodas Chutz, meaning the Avodas HaKtor Seimurim or Shvichas Domim Shvichutz Zmano, that's the case where there's no Pigel. But if he was Ovi Bifnim and he declared that he's doing the Matan Domim on the Paroches Bifnim or the Mizbeach HaPnim Bifnim Chutz Zmano Lamachar, that would generate Pigel, even though it's a Chatas Pnimis. So we have, therefore, two scenarios in which Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree or validate, if you will, Pigel, even in the case of Chatos Pnimis, where he's Ome Bifnim and he has Machsheves Chutz Zmano on the Avodas Pnim, or he's standing Bachutz and he has Machsheves Chutz Zmano on the Avodas Chutz. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Maikra'a, what's the source in the Torah for this din? And we're now quoting the parsha of Par Kohen Mashiach, and we're talking about a case where Kohen Gadol made a mistake in a Dvar Halacha, and he gave a Haros Hetel Yatzmo on something for which is a Chiyuv Kares. He has to bring a Par Lachatos. This is all recorded by the Torah in Vayikra Dalet, and it says Im Kohen HaMashiach Yechto Lashmas Ha'om V'hikriv Al Chatoso Asher Chota Par Ben Bokor Tomim Lashem Lachatos. And with regard to Hafroshas Emurim, it says Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlomim V'ktira Makoin Al Mizbach Ha'ola. And the Bryson now, or Rabbi Shuman Levi, wants to understand, why does the Torah equate the chatos of a parkoy Mashiach with shlomim, zevach shlomim? What din is being derived from shlomim to parkoy Mashiach as far as the hafrashas eimurim are concerned? After all, the dinim of Hafrashas Emurim are explicit in the parasha of Par Kohen Mashiach, just as they're explicit in the parasha of Shlomim, because the pasuk says over there in Vayikra Dalet, V'yashtei haklayos v'sachele v'asher aleihem asher al haksolim v'sayuseres al koved al klois yasirena. You know, it's explicit in this parasha that parsha par of Par Kohen Mashiach, just as it's explicit in the parsha of Shlomim, that the Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach. Ella, what is this? We have no choice but to assume that what are we deriving from the equation between Par Kohen Mashiach and Shlomim? Zevach Shlomim, which is explicit in this pasuk, Makish Par Kohen Mashiach l'shor Zevach Hashlomim, Mashor Zevach Hashlomim. Ad shiyu maisov umachshavosov al mizbach hachitzon, that in the case of zevach shlomim, there's only pigul. In a case of an avoda that's done in the hecha, in the azara, so all his machshavos of achilas kutzuzmano is al mizbeach Hachitzon, which means outside of the Heichal, Af Par Kohen Mashiach, it becomes Pigel when Ashiyu Machshavosov Umaisov Al Mizbach Hachitzon. In other words, his Machshava of Chutz Lizmano was when he made that declaration in the Azara regarding the avodos that are done on the Mizbach HaChitzon, in the Azara. Just mentioning Agav Urchel, as Fasevis has a very lumdish Hakira here, the din of Chatas Pnimis, as far as the Shechita is concerned, that the Shechita is Ksheir Behechel Bifnim. If he had a machshava at the time of the Shechita, Falaktara Seymur Bachutz L'machar, is that Pigul? Notice, you could argue that since the Avoda is really an Avodas Chutz, even though he did the Avoda Bifnim, it could generate Pigul. Because the entire source of Rabbi Yossi is Shlomim, where everything is done b'chutz, and Shlomim itself is k'sherim shkishokta b'fnim, the shkita is b'fnim, and therefore if he had a machshava b'shas shkita Shlomim b'fnim on Aktoras Egur b'chutz, certainly, I mean chutz zmano, certainly it would generate pigul, and we should equate therefore the chatos apnimius, which are derived from Shlomim, to Shlomim. He leaves this as an open-ended question. How do we paskin la halacha? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravu, Omer Rav Halacha k'Rav Elazar, sha'omer mishum Rav Yossi. We do accept the sheet of Rav Yossi la halacha, and the Gemara is wondering about that. Omer Rav Yosef, and here we turn to Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph Hilchasa l'Meshicha. Usually, we don't paskin a halacha that's only relevant after the future binyan abayis sheyivana b'meiru v'yameinu l'mos ha-mashiach. We don't find that in general we come to some halachic conclusion that's relevant to Yimos HaMashiach. Omele Abai turns to Rav Yossi and he says, Ela me'ato is kol shchitas kotshim lo lisni. Maybe we shouldn't learn the entire Masechet Zvachim. It's all Hilchasa l'Mashiachu. All these halachas are only needed for Yimos HaMashiach Ela, but rather Drosh v'kabel schar. We're obligated to learn Torah, whether it's practical and whether it can be implemented today or not, that's irrelevant. It's only relevant to Yimos HaMashiach, but still we have to learn it. We get schar for any limud, any drisha, and even dinim that aren't noagim l'maisa right now. The question of drosh v'kabel schar is a little bit odd because the Mishnah says in Avos al tiyu kavodim shamshus rab of nas l'kabel pras. What does it mean drosh v'kabel schar? So the Keren Ohr points out it doesn't mean that we should learn it in order to be makabel schar. We should darshan and learn it l'shem shamayim and mela will be makabel schar. But it is a mitzvah. So Rav Yosef now sort of backtracks and he reinterprets his own question. Haka mina lecha, what did I mean to say? Hilchas alamali, what's the need to be koveh the final halacha? In other words, for sure there's a mitzvah to learn the dinim of kodshim, even if they're not relevant immediately today. We don't have the migdash. But is it necessary in a machlokas to come to a kviyas halacha to finally determine the normative law, the final halacha, and codify the law if it's not nogim bizman hazeh? Or an alternative pshat in Rav Yosef, the Gemara says lishnachrin, a different version. Amar le, Rav Yosef turns to Abai and he says halacha ka inna, which means to me sani al kviyas halacha b'dover she'eno noeg l'maisa. Now, what's the difference between these two lashonos? They seem identical. So the Achronim say that in the first lashon, the question of Rabbi Yosef is, why did you have to tell me what the halacha will be lost in love? According to the second lashon, the question was that the nusach of this halacha kiploni seems to indicate that it is no gela maisa. In other words, we should paskin la halacha like one of the tzadim. And he says, why do we have to paskin like one of the tzadim if it's not nogea until liyosid lovo? So again, the first lishna is saying, why do you have to be mashmiya? What the halach is going to be liyosid lovo? The second lishna of Rav Yosef, he was asking about the nusach of halacha kiploni, as if to say it is nogea lemaisa today, when it's not really nogea liyosid lovo. And this brings us to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, which in Mirtz Hashem will cover in tomorrow's Shiur.